Good morning. Hello, hi all. It's your girl Mimi Moments and I'm back with another episode. I'm gonna say this is officially episode one because I'm going to try my bestest hardest to make this a full podcast episode. But I don't want it to be longer than like 15 minutes. I know podcasts can go on for like hours, but I think we're gonna start off with mini podcasts. How about that? But I'm going to try to do like segments and make this real good. But bear with me. This is the learning curve. I'm trying to figure out how to use Anchor and make this a consistent thing. But I know that podcasts always count their episodes. So this is the journey to 100 episodes starting today, October 30th. Good morning. I am walking the streets of New York City. I'm on my way to my dermatologist appointment, and I wanted to continue this conversation that I started on my Instagram. And if you don't follow me, what are you doing? You should be following me at Mimi_moments. That's Mimi_moments. I started talking about the new changes that I've made in my life as of late, one of them being waking up early. I am a chronic snoozer. Hello, my name is Mimi and I am a chronic snoozer. I snooze and snooze and snooze and snooze until I'm late. It's a terrible habit. My husband hates it. My mother hated it. Everyone hates it. I hated it, but I never did anything about it until now. I was tired of being the late person. It's not cute anymore. I'm 26. Being late is disrespectful. And it shows a lack of respect for other people's time. More importantly, a lack of respect for myself and my own time. So I decided to finally do something about it. I'm walking the streets of New York and I hope it's not way too loud. And I hope that we can walk and talk as I go into the steps that I've taken to wake up early. Okay, so first, long-term goal. I want to be someone that's up at 5:30 a.m. I envision myself working out before sunrise, writing in a gratitude journal, meditating, making breakfast, doing my makeup, picking the perfect outfit, writing in my planner, and heading to work and being on time. I don't know if you guys heard that, but I just got catcalled. New York City bullshit. So with these goals in mind, I decided to work around myself instead of expecting to magically be able to do these things in 3 months. I was like, you know what? Let's get real. Here are some of the things I decided to do. Okay, so boom. First thing that I decided to do was pick a realistic bedtime and wake up time. I didn't want to set up myself for failure. I didn't want to lie to myself and say, I'm going to go to bed every day at 10 p.m. when I know that I already went to bed around 1:12 a.m. So I picked a wake up time that was not too far away from the time that I was already waking up and a bedtime that was not too far from the time that I was going to sleep. So I decided that I was going to wake up, and I am waking up every day at 6:30 in the morning and going to bed by 11:30 p.m. every night. And that was really difficult for me, but luckily my partner, he goes to bed at 11:30, so it was easier for me to just like go to bed when he goes to bed, even if I wasn't sleepy, and just lay in bed. And I definitely, by day two, saw a huge difference in my energy levels and the way I was able to focus more throughout the day. So picking a realistic bedtime and a realistic wake-up time to start with, I think is definitely key, and like you really need to like be real with yourself. All I did was take 30 minutes away from my morning time and take 30 minutes away from my bedtime. And it's been manageable, and I feel successful so far, which motivates me to keep on doing the damn thing. Number two, I changed my alarm. Instead of and like a really dramatic wake up alarm, I changed my alarm to a song that I really, really love, that makes me feel happy, makes me feel good, makes me actually want to dance in the morning. And it made such a huge difference. It seems like something so little, but just changing your alarm to a song or a sound that you like to hear when you wake up, it automatically puts me in such a good mood. I'm gonna play it now. This is Chronix, Majesty. Okay, that was my favorite song of the moment slash my wake-up song. As you can tell, it's very like lovey-dovey, happy, good vibes, and that just makes me feel good when I wake up. And I know that when I move on to a new song, I will change my alarm. So now I associate the song with waking up and feeling good, and it honestly makes a difference in how I feel. Try it and let me know how it works for you. Okay, so last but not least, I think it's really important to be clear about why you want to wake up earlier. It's not just because it like sounds good or you think it's the right thing to do. My goal and my reasoning for making this decision at this point in my life is because I'm looking to dramatically change the course of my life. I'm looking to make huge changes in the parts of myself that I'm not happy with. And in order for me to do that, I need more time. In order for me to have more time, I need to wake up earlier. And that's what I wanted to do it for. I need to make time for fitness because I realized that fitness after work was not working for me. It's just not realistic for me. There's always something that comes up. Like today, I went to the dermatologist after work. So now I'm like, okay, too exhausted to go to the gym. It's always, and then my gym closes early. Like there's always something after work. So I realized that in order for me to fit fitness into my life and meal prepping and eating well, and even just like cleaning my apartment and getting to do things that are for me when I have the energy, I need to wake up earlier. So in order to make this dramatic shift in my life, I've decided to start small, be reasonable, and be kind to myself, and set attainable goals. And that's what I'm doing it for. So on the very first night that I started on this journey, and on nights where I'm afraid that I won't wake up on time, or nights where I'm extra exhausted, I set my intentions right when I go to bed. I will get up at 6:30, and I do not allow myself to get up, go to my living room, turn off the alarm, and go back to bed. I do not allow myself to go back to sleep. There have been times where I woke up and I'm just too tired, and I will lay on the couch, give myself 10 minutes on my alarm, and then I'm right back up. I'm not going to put myself in a position where I hate this. I am starting to enjoy how calm my mornings are, how relaxed I feel, the anxiety that I've gotten rid of by just giving myself the time that I need to do things that I actually want to do. And this is something that's very new for me, and I decided to share, and I hope that you are, you know, inspired to do this, because I know that we all have things that we want to do, and I know a lot of us have 9-to-5s that we need to pay these bills. So we need to make time in our lives for the things that we want. And for me, waking up earlier is the key. So I will keep you updated on this, let you know like what's going on and how I feel. I will slowly start rolling back the time once I feel confident and I've mastered the wake-up time that I'm at right now. So once I've mastered 6:30, I will roll it back to 6:15, and then I will roll it back to 6, and I will know that I've mastered the time when my body is just up and I just wake up in time for the alarm, or I wake up before the alarm. Then I know that it's time, and I can handle going to bed a little bit earlier, and I can handle waking up a little bit earlier. And with that, I bid you adieu. I gotta get home because I need to prep for tomorrow so I can go to bed on time and wake up on time. Okay? Okay, so that's that. If you have any questions, slide in my DMs. I always DM back at MIMI underscore moments. That's Mimi underscore moments. Or call in, get a, and let me know what you're doing to dramatically change your life. Why wait for the new year? I'm setting myself up for 2019 now. That was a really loud truck. Walking through New York City recording this podcast has told me that I didn't realize it because I was born here. New York City is loud AF. But I will stop here. As always, your bomb AF for listening. Stay beautiful.